Matthew chapter 18. So in that same time, the disciple them gone to Jesus and say, "So who are the most important one in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called one little pitney and put him to stand up front of them, and he said to them, "Hear this truth where they tell uno. If uno not change uno ways and stand like the little pitney them, uno no going get in the kingdom of heaven. Anybody will humble himself like this little pitney, him that the biggest in the kingdom of heaven. And anybody will accept one of them your little pitney because of me, accept me too. But if anybody make one of them your little one which trust in a me sin, it would have better for him if then tie one big rock round his neck and throw him in at the bottom of the sea. How hard the people at this year world going gatti just seeka where they will make people sin. Temptation for sin going always the day. But it going be big trouble for the one them where cause people for sin. So, if you go ahead the sin with your hand or your foot, better you live like somebody where got in hand chop off and throw away, because it better for you go ahead live like somebody with one hand or one foot, instead of you got your two hand and two foot them and go to hell, go burn up forever. And if you go ahead the sin with your eye, better you live like somebody where got in eye dig out and throw away, because it better for you go in a God kingdom like somebody with one eye, instead of you got your two eye and go to hell, go burn up forever. Make sure say uno no look down pa one of them your little one like they were no important, because they tell uno the truth. Up in a heaven, for them angel always they look pan the face of my father where they day. You see, the son of man when come for save them when last. So what you think? If one shepherd when got 100 sheep and one of them last, in when left the 99 of them up on the hill them and go look for the one where when last, not truth. And if in find it, and they tell you the truth, in going get glad after the one where when last, more for the 99 when never last. That just right so, your father in a heaven, no one of them your little one get last. If your brother sin against you, go along and face him while the two are unu, they by unu self. If in here, where you tell him, you can sure say you win back your brother. But if he not hear you, go again. But this time, care two more brother with you. So you will got two or three witness if he confirm every word where unu they say. If he come if it happen say, he ignore them too, tell the church. And if he ignore the church too, uno can count him like one pagan Gentile and one tax collector. And they tell uno the truth. Anything we reject on earth, it don't get reject in a heaven too. And anything we accept on earth, it don't get accept in a heaven too. Apart from that, and they tell uno say, if two uno grieve he ask the Lord for something, uno go and get it through my father in a heaven. Because anywhere where two or three of my followers meet up for prayer together in my name, I go in there right there so amongst them. Then Peter come up to Jesus and ask him, "Lord, how much time my brother has sinned against me and have he pardoned him? 7 times?" So Jesus said to him, "Hear what I say, that not only 7 times, that 7 times, then 7 times, over and over till you can't count no more. That's why the kingdom of heaven can compare with one king where one fix up debts with his servant them. And when he start fix up the debts them, then carry somebody to him where we owe him 10,000 big silver change, where what plenty. Because he couldn't pay him, he master other them for sell him, in wife, in pitney them, and everything when he got, he could have get for pay him back. Then the servant throw himself down front of him and lay down with him fierce down and say, 'Please, sir, got patience with me, no? I will pay you back everything.' Then the servant master gets sorry for him, so let him go and pardon him all in debts them. But when the servant gone from this, insists on another servant where we owe him 100 little silver change, we hardly what not at all. In grab him, and call him and say, 'Pay me where you owe me now.' Then the servant threw down himself upon the floor and start begging him, say, "Please, sir, got patience with me now. I going pay you back where I owe you." But he never want to do that. So he make them lock him up in a jail till he could pay him back all way in whole. So when the rest of the king's servants see what went happen, they went over surprise and shock. And then they go and tell the master all what went happen. Then the master send go and look for the servant, and when he come, he tell him, "You are a wicked and bad servant. I pardon you all where you went home me just because you begged me. But you never got no mercy upon this other servant, your friend, just like how I went got mercy upon you." A master went so begs, he make them beat him up and make him suffer till he could appear back all when he went home. Then Jesus said to them, "This the how my Father in heaven going treat you, if you no pardon, you no brother them, from dung in a uno heart."